There we go. Hi, you guys, technology, and myself, and well, primarily myself. We're fighting. Technology and I are fighting today. But other than that, we're having a good day. I'm having a good day, except I don't think Zoom is having a good day. And what I've decided is to start. I know last week we mentioned that I upgraded my StreamYard, which is true. I did upgrade my StreamYard, but I have decided to wait until after my surgery because I don't know when I'm going to be home. I keep telling everyone that I'm going to be home in June, and so let's put that out to the universe that Wynn will be rolling through this door, slash walking through this door at the beginning of June. And June is going to be a little chaotic because I have my post-op, slash I have my birthday, which might be celebrated with people from out of town. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. It certainly won't be celebrated alone in my own back surgery misery, but it may be celebrated with people that love me from out of town. Don't know yet, but no. And it's back in June when I was out of town. For my birthday, I made the decision to take the next steps to have a back surgery to get to this point. And so you guys didn't know that, but I was clear-headed enough to and calm enough to make that decision. But I needed to get back here to get to this point because obviously I wasn't going to travel with a bad back. And so I feel at peace about the whole situation. I mean, it's a week out. We're looking a week out now. And so obviously, I will be off the planet on the 23rd. Now, when you guys listen to this podcast and Google Podcast is gone to the grave, and rest in peace, Google Podcast. And my podcast isn't in YouTube Music yet, so just give me a couple months, actually, months because of surgery, and then I'll. As soon as I feel up to it, I will put it in Google Music because Google Music, like YouTube, is a big, huge search engine. Google Music, Google YouTube. I keep saying Google Music, Google Podcast, and YouTube and Music. YouTube is actually owned by Google. That's why I keep saying Google Music when I mean YouTube Music. But Google actually owns YouTube and YouTube Kids and YouTube Music. So that's why it's a huge search engine, and Apple is not a huge search engine. Now, I want to, and Danielle will back me up on this. And everyone will back me up on this. I'm not going to be watching YouTubes during my recovery time. Number one, the lights from my phone would probably make it worse. And I'll be listening to podcasts more than I'll be watching YouTubes. But I want you to stop and think about this. You put your surgeries online. Even scoliosis surgeries way back when. And scoliosis surgeries, the research is great, but they say, please don't bring any electronics into the OR, and please don't bring any electronics into the OR / recovery rooms. Pre-op going in, and especially post-op, because you'd be lying on your back. I will be lying on my back. I don't think they can turn me on my side to make me a little bit more comfy on, because I will have all these drains in my back, and good grief, I will have IVs and drains and IV antibiotics. So to drain the fluid out of my back, and it's lovely. And so it's lovely when they drain the fluid out of my back. But I am not going to tell you guys that because, one, it's post-COVID, and these nurses need a little bit of a break. And if you watch YouTube videos, you will see a lot of people burn nurses face down. Because nurses, at least my medical liaison, and my medical liaison knows that I have a podcast, and everyone knows that I have a podcast, but I am certainly not taking you guys along for my surgery. Because, and they say, don't even bring electronics into the pre-op room. We'll have your friends hold phones and have your family hold phones. But, yeah, they say, so please, people, please, for the love of God, don't film your surgery. Otherwise, if you do, you lost a viewer and me and potentially Danielle, because it's much easier to listen to music and listen to a podcast in the OR. And yes, I'll probably get a better night's sleep in the hospital, not thank you very much to the drugs, but it's going to be quieter up in Scottsdale than it is at my house. Now, granted, I'm on a major highway, but my bed is practically on a major highway. And so it's probably going to be quieter up in Scottsdale than it is at my house. And the drugs help me sleep. I mean, so please don't be filming your surgeries. I don't care if you want the click and the numbers to shoot up. It's respect of everyone, including the OR nurses, including the pre-op nurses, including the and nurses will say, it's okay to film, but please, 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 and I'm not kidding, please be respectful of these nurses, and please be respectful of your bedmates, and please be respectful of people in general who are suffering because they just had major back surgery. Hint, hint. I will be barely touching my phone probably when I get it back on the 24th. And I'm going to tell Melissa, my medical liaison, that, and eventually you guys will get to meet her via podcast. She's amazing. But the 23rd is not the day to meet her via podcast. It's when I'm feeling better, it's a day to meet her via podcast. And when I'm also feeling better, I want to have a conversation with my lawyer about disabled trust and how to do that paperwork appropriately. And so Please just respect people in the hospital. And I know these YouTubers are going to at me and block me on the YouTube. I know that. But I'm like, please respect people. I understand it's documentation for childbirth, but other than that, it's not. It's not. It's just for the clicks and the numbers to go up. I don't care about my clicks. I don't care about my podcast. I don't care if I get 4 million downloads when I wake up from surgery. Yes, that would be a pipe dream. And yes, my podcast will be still live on April 23rd. The podcast host may not be live. The podcast host may be hitting the morphine button more than hosting the podcast, but I'll try not to hit the morphine button. But to make myself feel better, I may be hitting the morphine button as my podcast mic more than I'd be hitting the actual podcast mic. But if I feel up to it, and if I feel up to it, I will be doing a quick update and then going back to La La Land. Maybe after PT we'll do that, because PT is going to make me get up and move and blood flow. Maybe because of blood flow, I'll feel more comfortable doing a podcast, and Danielle can post it live. And so update in hospital, update in rehab. But you guys won't be hearing from me at least until June, or if not August. I know people have been so flexible, which I appreciate, and booking in June, I see that. And they've been great. But you probably won't hear from me. The plan A is June because of, yeah, things behind the scenes. And the plan A is June. But again, I'm not going to be pushing it. But if they put me in a bad rehab situation, then I'll be pushing myself to get out of there. But I'm not going to be pushing it. I'm going to let my back heal. And so don't expect me to be back until June, even if I get home in May. Because when you think about it, the 30th, when is the 30th? The 30th is on a Tuesday. And so the 30th of April is on a Tuesday. Well, that's May 1. Basically, so if I have my back surgery on the 23rd, the 24th will be day one, the 25th will be day two, the 26th, I probably won't be released until the 29th or the 30th will be either that Monday or that Tuesday. And then that Monday or that Tuesday, I'm going directly to rehab. I mean, I will have an ambulance waiting for me. There's no way that Melissa's driving me in her own vehicle. And there's no way I'm twisting my body to get into my van, because I am able to do that now. But because my van is so high, they have to put the height somewhere to lower the... My van is a back entry van. It's not a side entry van. But they have to lower the... they have to put the... To lower the van, they have to put the height somewhere. So they put the height in my back seat, which makes it hard for me to get into my back seat. That's a show in itself. But I am able to do it. But with brand new back, and they don't want me twisting, bending, I don't think so. So it's going to be medical transport. So Miss Ambulance will be at my door, at the hospital door, to transport me to rehab, and hopefully it will definitely not be emergency. It will be when quiet ambulance ride in the first time in her life. So it's not going to be an emergency. I'll be stable on my feet enough to get to rehab, but then rehab will get me even more stable on my feet. But I am not relying, I told you guys this from the beginning, I'm not relying on the Wi-Fi in rehab. I'm not relying on the Wi-Fi in hospitals unless I'm allowed to bring the electronics into my hospital, and I'll be downloading every podcast known to man and every YouTube video known to man. And I won't be relying on hospital Wi-Fi. Did that once with hypercalcemia, never again. So download stuff to listen to it offline. And new episodes can wait for me until May. And so I won't, because I don't think hospitals don't have stable Wi-Fi in general. We all know this. And so I don't think that rehab will allow me to use their Wi-Fi. We'll see. But that we'll see what they land up saying, but I'm not expecting them to let me use their Wi-Fi to have a party in the rehab. I want to get home. I want to have PC. I want to get home. So party after party in June. June is going to be a big party month because it's my 37th birthday due. So June is going to be party central month here. And yeah, so I will have help behind the scenes. Don't worry about that. I may have extra help in June, depending on who's coming in. And so I may have extra help in June, but that help is going to go away. And so I'll enjoy it. So June may be a little chaotic, but I'll at least try to get back on Wi-Fi in June. And so, as I said, please don't be filming anything on YouTube just for the clicks and just for the numbers. Don't be doing that, because nurses don't like it. They didn't necessarily sign up be YouTube stars, and so don't do that for the clicks. It drives me nuts. And so, yeah. And I love you guys, and I will be home on, I have PT tomorrow morning. I have a bunch of stuff to do today, and I have a jam-packed day on Thursday. And then the 22nd, I have kidney doxes and all that fun stuff. I have my type and screen on the 18th, and that's why I couldn't go to the kidney doctor on the 18th, because I have my type and screen, and what a type and screen is basically to get me a blood donor just in case I need it. When won't need it, but just in case I need to get a blood donor from the blood bank. And of course, the only hospital that can do it is my hospital, apparently looking at the paperwork that they said, if you need any tests, you can go to any other health, but apparently not. And so I'll be doing that. And so a week before surgery, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Day before surgery, I have to drink a bunch of water, which I don't like. CP and water don't get along, but that's okay. They want my veins in shape. So basically, I'm training for a marathon, but the marathon is not a Kona Ironman. It's a back surgery. So I am almost at the end of my training for that. And hopefully all this pre-working out and pre-yoga and horseback riding and all that stuff is good. And yes, I'm still continuing to go horseback riding. We're just working out the details of that now. And so, yeah, I'll catch you guys later. Bye, you guys. Oh,